Hey, it's me. I'm gonna record a video here and then I'm gonna post it. And I hope you can hear me. Let me know if you can hear me, if it's hard to hear me, or if it's hard to see me, or whatever, because it feels like it's a little bit dark. I think I'm gonna go open the blinds over there to see if it gets brighter. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Is that better? Hi! Hey Antoinette, how are you? Is that a little bit brighter? Can you see me better? All right, well, I hope you can see me. I am about to do some tarot. Oh, great, okay. She said she can hear me loud and clear. I'm gonna do some tarot right now, and the reason I'm gonna do some is because I pulled the Ruin card, which is 10 of Swords, and Failure, which is the 7 of Discs, on my throat chakra. And I've already had 2 arguments today. So something's going on with my throat chakra and I need to figure out what it is. 2.5 arguments today. It's just been a cantankerous, kind of terrible day so far. And I'm positive that the fact that I pulled those 2 cards, first of all, I pulled 2 cards for my chakra and I'm pulling 1 per chakra. So if you follow me, you got to see that. And if you don't, you can go look. But I actually put the journal page and then I pulled Ruin and Failure for my throat chakra. And now I'm fighting with everybody. So it pretty much lines up. I'm gonna pull a 4-card spread to clear that up for myself. And when I pull for myself, I journal. So if you were to get a tarot reading with me, I probably wouldn't be writing it down the same way because it's not necessary. I'm talking to you. When I do it for myself, I write it down to keep it kind of clear and keep myself on path. And I was thinking the fact that I'm recording this and I'm going to share it with you will help keep me honest about what the cards mean and that kind of thing. Because the thing about reading for yourself is that you can get real soft and gentle on yourself where you would be a little bit more direct and probably more neutral with somebody else. So I think that the camera is going to help keep me honest. So you're helping me. So thank you for watching. So if you've never seen a tarot reading or you've never seen me do tarot, this will kind of give you an idea of what it looks like. I don't know how much of the table you can see because it's covered by comments. So whatever. All right. So this is my Thoth tarot deck. This is one of the cards from it. Oh, look, it's the Ace of Cups. How fantastic. I hope I pull that. All right. I am pulling now a 4-card spread. This 4-card spread has a position for the basic theme, for the energy you're attracting, for the energy you're showing of yourself, how you appear, and then the answer or the key. So there's 4 cards. I'm just now shuffling the cards, getting my energy on them. I'm going to ground myself. I'm going to take 3 deep breaths, which I'll have you do if you do a reading with me. The first breath is to release. The second breath is to ground. And the third is to connect with me. Would be for you to connect with me. But since it's me doing my own reading, it's for me to connect with me. So 3 deep breaths. Here we go. Into the nose, out through the mouth very slowly. Yoga breath. So in. Okay, so now I'm gonna spread the cards out. If you're doing a reading with me, I would have you cut the cards at this point after you ground. So I've spread the cards out. I'm gonna pick 4 cards. We said 4, right? The top one is the basic theme for why my throat chakra is so messed up today. The next one is what I'm attracting, so what I'm pulling from the universe right now. The next one is, hey Rachel. The next one is what I'm showing of myself, how I appear. Ah, I'm so glad you're watching. And then the last card I'm gonna pull is the answer or the key or the outcome. Okay? So far, I've got 4 cards out and they're in a diamond formation. So far what I notice is the basic theme and the key are both inverted, they're upside down. But what I'm attracting and what I'm showing of myself are upside right. Immediately that tells me I'm doing too much people pleasing. Which is funny because I was fighting with people today. So before I even turn it over, the fact that I'm doing this reading about my throat chakra and the cards that are upright are what have to do with how I look and what I'm pulling tell me there's a little bit of people pleasing going. So that we'll get into that as we go forward. So the basic theme is inverted worry. inverted worry on my throat chakra. So I think that in that position, inverted worry means it's time to ask for help. So the immediate direction I'm feeling like I should go in with this is if on my throat chakra, I need to ask for help. That tells me I need to be collaborating. I need to be getting with somebody. Maybe I need somebody to check, look at my texts or my emails before I send them right now, because for whatever reason, I'm in some kind of a pattern where I can't actually do it myself. And so that's a couple of suggestions I have so far, because the basic theme is inverted worry, which means it's time to ask for help. Okay. The next card is what I'm attracting. What I'm attracting is the Knight of Cups. So this is a fantastic card to be attracting. The Knight of Cups is very optimistic, and he's very romantic. And yes, maybe an assistant, Antoinette. Oh, that made me so happy to read that. Yes, maybe an assistant. Oh, I'm going to talk to you, girl. The Knight of Cups is very romantic. And so, and he's optimistic. So what I'm attracting from the universe, I've gone out energetically and I've said, please send me optimism, romance. That's fantastic. Especially because I'm talking about what's going on, what's imbalanced in my throat chakra. I'm already asking for help and hope. So that's a good thing. What I'm showing of myself, how I appear in the situation. Hi, Jennifer. Guys, when I tell you that tarot works, that's what I mean. Do you see what this word says? It says strife. This is the position for how I appear in the situation. Now, didn't tell you I've already been in 2.5 fights today, and I know it has to do with whatever's going on with my throat chakra? I just pulled this card. You saw me pull it. I didn't plan this out. So it's saying, stop being cantankerous, basically. So much. And then the last position or the outcome is inverted tumor. We said it was inverted, and that one is inverted cruelty. So what this is saying is that I need to get to the kind of rock bottom of negative self-talk. So all of this is coming from, all this ruin and failure around my throat chakra is all coming from negative self-talk. But I'm sure none of you experienced that, right? Right? So, the cards that we had that were inverted are inverted worry, which is kind of bad upside right or inside or upside down, and cruelty, which is kind of bad upside right and inverted. So the two things that got inverted were these mutations of negative energy in the first place. There's something stuck in that throat chakra. We have to release that. The energy is not flowing properly like it should be there. And the energy that is flowing properly, I'm using it to argue, but to try to, oh no, I'm attracting optimism, I just haven't gotten it yet. I have my candles lit, my altar's right there. I was gonna put it on camera and then I thought that was creepy, so I'm not going to. But yeah, I gotta go around fighting with everybody. I told the kids on the way home today, I was like, I think I'm taking a vow of silence, like during quiet time. I don't think mommy's gonna talk because I gotta figure out how to do it in a way that's more effective, because how I'm doing it right now is not lining up with who I am and who I know myself to be. So because I pulled three cards that are kind of not awesome and just one awesome card, what I usually do in that situation, if I do that with a client, is I say, well, let's see what's on the other side of it, since it's kind of leaving you in a lurch in a sticky place. So on the other side of that cruelty, which is the outcome, which is happening right now, I need to correct that. I have to go back in and stop with the negative self-talk. That's good with vision boards and that kind of thing. Going back and talking to my inner child, let myself dance around and be a little bit silly for a little while so I can loosen up. I'm too hard on myself right now for some reason. What's on the other side of that? If I'm successful in working through the energy that I'm using currently to be negative inwardly, on the other side of that is the next card that I pull. It's not necessarily good, but let's see. Change, which is what you want. So if you read my chakra reading from yesterday, I got change on my solar plexus. And I said that's a good card to get on my solar plexus because that's movement. And where your solar plexus is, it processes emotion. And you want that to move. You don't want it stuck. Stuck emotion is ugly and horrible. Stuck emotion is OCD and hoarding and 600-pound weight. Stuck emotion is rough to deal with. So you want that kind of movement. You want that kind of change. And if I'm successful in what I'm being advised to do, which is to deal with my negative self-talk, I get change, I get flow. Which is good because I've got three cards that I want to either turn around or change here because they don't give me a fantastic outlook. So that's a four-card spread. I actually pulled five cards, and I kind of walked through what each individual thing is so that for those of you who've never had tarot and you're like scared of it or whatever, as you can see, nothing evil happened, unless there's like orbs dancing around my head behind me and I don't notice it because I'm on camera. Joe'll have to let me know. Anyway, give me some feedback. Was it helpful to see me do a tarot reading on myself? Was it helpful to see kind of difficult cards and how we deal with that? Let me know if that's helpful or if it gives you any questions and that kind of thing. I hope that you guys do give me feedback. So I'm so glad you joined me. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.